Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, welcoming you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We are on the air live and online right now. We'll be glad to address your question or offer direction for the hard issues of real life. We invite you to call 844-32-BASIC. That's 844-32-BASIC, where the lines are wide open right now. We await your calls. The phone number, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. So here, right at the birth of Jesus Christ and the names that God chose for this babe born in a manger, we see the gospel story. We see the freedom from sin and death that Jesus' salvation would bring to us. And we also see that we enter into his very presence, that we experience his life. That's the good news of the gospel. It's not just a one-time event that occurs in our lives, but it becomes the very story of our lives as we engage in living out the death, the burial, and resurrection of Christ in our everyday situations. And today we have a very special guest on with us. He is a wonderful friend and loves this ministry, and he has learned to live and believe and hear this good news story. And so it's with a great honor that we welcome to our microphones today Eric Hendricks from Childress, Texas. Eric, welcome.
Hi, Eric.
How are you guys? Good to be on the radio with y'all.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And Eric, you and I have been friends for some time, and we've really had a chance to connect this year. I visited your church out in Childress, Texas, I think back in November, attended a Bible study, and you and I have had numerous conversations throughout the year. And you're just a guy that's really taking this good news of Jesus Christ to people right where you live, and thank you so much for doing that.
Well, it's an honor and a blessing, you know. I mean, to experience the freedom in Christ that I have now, and you know, be able to share that with other people, and you know, you can see that manifest in their life, that freedom manifest in their life, and you know, it's just great to see the Lord using me. I've been equipped, you know, through him and through the Basic Gospel ministry. I feel like that's a major part of you know, why I believe the way I believe. And you know, I believe it's you know, the spirit-led thing, but it's definitely through this Basic Gospel ministry that you guys proclaim every day. You know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, I have to hear it over and over and over again, and I know I've been listening for over 20 years now, and you know, sometimes you wonder, especially when you're teaching it seems kind of redundant, but you know, that's what it takes for people, you know, to hear the Basic Gospel message of the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And you know, just I had to personally have that pounded into my head over and over. It just one day seems like it just all starts to click, and here you are, you know, right where the Lord wants you.
Well, Eric, you're really describing this whole discipleship process. You know, God isn't just interested in getting a message to us and then going on to the next person and then going on to the next person. He wants to equip us to be real followers of Jesus, true disciples of Jesus Christ. And what we mean by that at Basic Gospel is simply this: people who are hearing the message, who are believing the message, and then living out the message. And that's a process. As you said, you've been tuned in for 20 years. And sometimes we hear the good news about Jesus. We hear what the Bible has to say about our sins and about being declared righteous and about having a brand new identity. We hear all those things, but we wrestle with the belief. We wonder if that's really true for me. I know it's true for Richard and true for Bob Davis, but, you know, they're a lot better than I am. So can it really be true for me? And we wrestle with that belief system. Is that something that identified your life?
Most definitely. You know, just and to get to the point to where, you know, I feel worthy to be a minister of the New Covenant, to be a minister of reconciliation, you know, just I'm understand exactly what you're saying. I mean, that's exactly my life in a nutshell. You know, I felt like it's just been for me. And, you know, Brandy and I talked about it, and you know, this church, you know, we've tried different churches around, and it just seemed like nothing really fit. You know, we prayed and nothing really fit for us. And, you know, we go and, you know, it just seemed like the young people in the crowd, and, you know, you hear a message and it's not in tune with what you feel like is the truth. And well, we become part of this startup church in Quanah. You know, it'd been going on for about 4 weeks, and and Brandy and I just decided, let's give this a shot, you know, and see. And we decided, you know, it was kind of the same situation, the same scenario. We go and it's just not really in tune with what we believe, but I could just feel the Lord urging, you know, Eric, this is where y'all need to be. And we stayed, and we just fell into a position of being able to minister to people, you know, a opportunity to teach the Wednesday night service came available. And you know, I felt like the Lord was saying, here's your opportunity, take advantage of it. I mean, you know, you've been praying that I would use you, and here's your opportunity. And I'd been equipped, not fully equipped, but he laid, through the basic gospel ministry, he laid the materials out in front of us. You know, as you know, we're going through the
New Covenant Journey Bible Study Guide, and it's just very easy to use from a teaching standpoint, but it really connects people to the most important truths of this gospel message, what God thinks is of utmost importance to each and every one of us. And I know, Eric, there's a great story there, a lady that really let go of some things, wasn't it?
Absolutely. There's been quite a few people. Betty, you know, she just, I think she shared that with you when you came. You know, she shared the fact that her eyes had been opened to this truth. And, you know, she, like a lot of people, you know, they felt like they constantly had to be asking for forgiveness and weren't living the true the fullness of the gospel out. You know, I mean, that's what, one of the things that I want to mention every day in Bible study is what is this gospel message? It's the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And it's most people get hung up on just the death of Christ, and we forget all about the life of Christ, and that's what he's called us to, his life.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, Eric, Gina and I traveled out there, and we got to share at the church service and then spend some time with their Bible study group that particular Saturday. And Betty, she just stood out to me because she, you know, she just basically said, I want to tell you, through this Bible study, I've been set free from my guilt and condemnation. I've walked with condemnation all of my life. I've felt God is a million miles away. I've just been scared to death that punishment was going to happen to me at any moment in life. But through this Bible study, I've finally seen the truth, and I am free. I am resting in what Christ has accomplished for me, and I just thought that was just an incredible story. Eric, and you were a part of that, and that's what's exciting when you know we can see God using us in those particular circumstances. But Eric, we appreciate the fact that you came on today, and I know many of our listeners out there, you know, Eric helps get the broadcast on the air. He prays for us. He supports what Basic Gospel is doing. And many of you hear the good news are incorporated in this discipleship process of hearing, believing, and living because of folks like Eric. And Eric, just thank you so much for standing with us, and yes, thank you for your love and support. And we're just so grateful for you, my friend.
Well, I'm thankful for y'all, and I'm also thankful for the listeners that, that help support the ministry. And, you know, it's just, if it wasn't for them, you know, I, it's possible I would have never come to this point in my life. And it's just, it's so important. And I consider it an honor to stand with you guys. And I consider myself a member of your team. And I pray that the people that help support this ministry also look at themselves as partners with you guys and partners as ministers of this new covenant and ministers of reconciliation. And just can't thank y'all enough.
Well, Eric, we can't thank you enough.
Indeed.
And we look forward to, you know, a 2015 together, and Merry Christmas to you and Brandy. And
yes,
thanks for being a part of today's program.
Yeah. Wonderful testimony, okay. Eric. We really appreciate you, brother.
Yeah. Thank you
well,
so much.
Thank y'all too. Y'all have a good evening.
All right. Bye-bye, my friend.
Well, plenty of open lines. If you'd like to be a part of this edition, if you have something you'd like to like us to discuss with you, if you have a Bible question, this is the best opportunity. Give us a call, 844-32-BASIC, 844-32-BASIC. Of course, Eric is one of those that I think you were referring to in your recent letter, expressing appreciation for the many of those who have stood with us in support of this ministry so faithfully through the years. Friends, as Bob mentioned in his letter, Basic Gospel reaches into homes and lives in all 50 states and 121 countries with the good news of Jesus Christ. Why? Only because of you, who are vital parts of this Basic Gospel circle. But truly, the work is only beginning, and to end 2014, which has been an excellent year in so many ways, but to see the year come to a close in a positive manner, just to break even and not carry a deficit into the new year, we really need to see an outpouring of gifts to support this work, roughly $213,500 by the 31st. As Bob mentioned, fully 25% of the annual donations that arrive in the month of December. And this December, we need your help to close the year on solid footing. So please, as much as you possibly can, with your most generous gift, help Basic Gospel. You'll find a support link in the header at basicgospel.net. Or you can speak with our operator at 844-41-BASIC. That's 844-41-BASIC. We hope to hear from you today.
Yes, and as you mentioned, Eric really is kind of a poster child for this ministry. I mean, we get on the air, and we're our task is to proclaim. We tell people about Jesus. We're on the hearing side of it. But God's ultimate purpose is to touch people in such a way that they begin to live this good news story, that the death, the burial, and the resurrection just becomes their DNA as they go about their daily lives. And that's the case for Eric, and it's quite fascinating and encouraging to see. So folks who are contributing to this outreach, that's what they're contributing to, the work of God in a person's life like Eric,
yeah,
where now he is communicating to others, and others are being set free because of what God is doing through him. That's the great cycle,
yeah,
of this life that we experience. So join with us. Be a part of what God is doing to build disciples, to incorporate people in this process of hearing, believing, and living the good news of Jesus Christ.
Living it out day by day. Well, again, 844-32-BASIC. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Stony Point, New York, and talk with Kelly, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
Doing well, thank you.
God bless you.
What's
okay, so my question is, yesterday, my husband showed me a pastor. I'm not sure the name. I actually asked him to remind me of the name, but he doesn't. He hasn't replied to me. And it has to do with what has been going on with Garner and Brown, Mr. Brown. And basically, I just want you to please address the Christian community. How should we react? What should we do in this circumstance? Because in this particular preaching, the pastor was actually comparing the death of Mr. Brown to the death of Jesus Christ, which I thought was inaccurate, very inaccurate.
Well, Kelly, that is a very interesting question, and certainly it is a hot topic issue. We've had kind of a lightning rod experience here in the last several weeks, but it really surfaces a much deeper issue, and that deeper issue is the hearts of men. I mean, that's the problem that's in this world. Jesus said it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, it's what proceeds out of his heart. And then he lists all the things that proceed out of the heart of men. And it's adultery, and it's prejudice, and it's all of those things that we see out there in the world. So the real question is, what is the solution to our heart problem? Well, government isn't the solution to our heart problem. New laws aren't going to solve the heart problem. Human effort, you know, trying harder, trying to do more, to be better, that's not going to help either, because at our time in human history, we should be the most evolved, the highest people that have ever lived, and yet we see some of the most heinous crimes being committed in our generation. So what is the problem with man's heart, and what is the solution? Well, that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. The gospel does something to these hearts of ours. It makes them new, and out of these new hearts can flow the goodness of God, can flow the life of God. So that's why we as believers, I think we should do anything and everything in our power to communicate this good news of Jesus Christ, not only for individual salvation, but as the actual solution for the woes of mankind, all of them. It has to start right there. Now, as far as what is a Christian's response to the things that are happening, I mean, God calls us to be ministers of reconciliation. And if we're involved up close and personal in a fiery issue such as this, God is going to be moving in our hearts to be ministers of reconciliation within this, to somehow be a gap between the parties that can bring peace and reconciliation at that particular time. All that's gone on, it's you just step back and say, enough is enough, especially with this brutal execution-style killing of the two officers. It's like, enough is enough. This world has gone crazy. But we can't get rid of crazy apart from the gospel.
Yeah.
And that's why we have to stand up, be ministers of reconciliation, and be bold proclaimers of the love and grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen. I think that was a great answer.
Well, okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kelly, and God bless you. And
just
make yourself available to the Lord to use you as he sees fit in these situations, starting individually, then within your home, within your church, and then within the community, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, Kelly. God bless.
Yeah, as I've said before, sometimes this broadcast serves as kind of a safety valve, because the frustrations of life can sometimes be overwhelming. And so let's talk it through. If you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call right now, 844-32-BASIC. We have time on the clock and open lines, 844-32-BASIC.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we're at a point in world history and just the current events that are happening. And you just step back and you say, how much more can we take? I mean, we have the shooting in the Pakistani school, 140-something kids were killed by the Taliban. And then we have this reckless execution-style shooting in New York. And that's just the tip of the iceberg,
right,
as far as the evil that is happening. And you step back as a believer and say, Lord, when's enough enough? When are you going to come? And there's going to be a time when judgment's going to come and the world is going to be made right. But that's sometime in the future. And so we wait for that. And while we wait, we allow God to use us in this world of darkness. I mean, can you imagine us just stepping back and doing nothing, just putting our lights under bushels, baskets, and extinguishing what God wants to do in this world through us? Now's the time not for us to shrink back.
Right.
Now's the time for us to go boldly into the world and proclaim Jesus, to point people to Jesus. People want to know, do we really believe that Jesus is God? Do we really believe that he is the solution to the hearts of men? I think the Christian church, over the last 50 years, we've lost our backbone. We've lost our courage. We've lost our voice. We've given our role over to worldly things. It's time to take it back. Yeah. Be a voice. Tell people about the Lord. That's what they need to hear.
You betcha. Well, again, open lines. We've got 844-32-BASIC and time on the clock, 844-32-BASIC.
Let's go to England, and certainly there's no problems over in England.
Oh, no.
None
not
whatsoever.
Nice
but, so, Saab, we want to get a little insight from you of how y'all are doing it over there.
Oh, I'm doing good. We looking forward to Christmas. I mean, we enjoying preaching Jesus this period. People are listening. Mostly I'm doing ministry in the Hindu's family. So I'm telling them about Jesus, how, why he's born and why he's dead on the cross. I mean, so interesting. Last week, even three people accept Jesus Christ.
Oh, my.
Wow, Saab, man.
Yeah.
Just got some goosebumps there listening. That is just, that is fabulous. And you've had the opportunity just to talk. I mean, and share what you believe. And that's, you know, that's persuaded them. That's brought them to a point of really examining what this gospel message is. So praise be to
right.
God,
I mean,
that your voice is being used.
Yeah, I mean, honestly saying for all of listeners today, I mean, with all the credit, first of all the credit goes to Jesus. And then secondly, for my ministry success, I mean, basic gospel, honestly. Through your ministry, I learned so many things, so many doubts being cleared. I can easily do my ministry in England. Because of your service there.
Well, thank you so much, Saab. We're glad that we can be a part of what God is doing through you there in England. God bless you, my friend.
Yes. Yeah. I'm really, really, I mean, so many people, really Hindus who converted to Christianity, but they becoming another bondage because of false preaching and all that, false doctrines and all that. People becoming a different bondage. They knew the Jesus, but they don't know real gospel.
Yeah.
So I have to go and preach them, and then I have real gospel, and then they are enjoying grace of gospel and all that. They are enjoying in, they are tasting the real love of Jesus at the moment. So people are thinking, oh wow, I didn't hear of these things before. I'm been in church 15-20 years. I don't know anything about this. So things like that. Really, your ministry helping me to tell these people.
That's wonderful, Saab. Well, it's so nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
Did you have a particular?
I'm listening every day.
Well, we're glad you are.
Today, today I got a question is about 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 16 and 17, but I know that's pretty much this passage. But please help me to understand a bit more.
Okay, so it simply says, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple. We sometimes look at these things and think of it in terms of individuals, but oftentimes he really gives a big broad picture. So when he's talking about the temple, he's talking about the body of Christ, and he's talking about how people have built upon the foundation of Christ and how he's using others to build this temple made up of all believers in Christ. And so if somebody sets out to destroy that temple, then God is going to step in. And that's what he's talking about. False prophets do that. And that's their intent.
Yeah.
But Saab, thanks for your question. Thanks for your call. And thanks for the encouragement.
Yes,
and thanks for what God is
so
doing through you there in England. God bless you, my friend.
Absolutely. Well, what an exciting and encouraging way to start Christmas week at Basic Gospel. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Pfeiffer, and all the ministry team, this is Bob Davis inviting you to join us for another live edition tomorrow at the same time. Bye-bye.